Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The DH, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Smith. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The DH, Lee May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kiko Garcia. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Stone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kelly. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kiko Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive towards first. Lockhock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murray tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Royals. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tippy Martinez now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cowens moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Martinez covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiko Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Way then now playing first base. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiko Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then bunts towards the mound. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Porter moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Otis is walked intentionally. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter scores. Otis moves to second. It's 5-3, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis moves to third. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Royals. Don Stanhouse now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Steve Mingori now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Murray reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Singleton scores. It's 7-5, Royals. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and has Murray trapped. There's the throw to Brett and over to White, who tags Murray for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive towards short. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. May moves to second. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Crowley reaches second base with a double. May scores. DeCinces goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's Royals, 7, Orioles, 7. Mark Bellinger pinch runs for Terry Crowley. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Kiko Garcia. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles 7. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Dave Skaggs now catching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter strikes out. 2 outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Skaggs and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Raboski now pitching. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0-for-4 in the game. Bumbry takes first base on ball 4. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Smith bunts towards the mound. Raboski fields it and throws to first for the out. Bumbry moves to second. 1 out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton is walked intentionally. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bumbry moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray is walked intentionally. Steve Busby now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles 7. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Otis bunts towards the mound. Stanhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Way then moves to second. 1 out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hurdle is walked intentionally. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Way then moves to third. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Freddie Potek pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Way then scores. White scores. Potek goes all the way around to score. It's 10-7, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 11-7, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to second. John Flynn now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Flynn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Freddie Potek now playing shortstop. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. DeCinces strikes out. One out. Rich Dower pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower takes first base on ball 4. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.